well, before we get into anything, what's your feelings on it, B? B ain't saying shit.
Right.
So I don't blame him.
Oh, the Kanye album, dog.
Oh, I didn't listen to it. I choose not to listen to Kanye just like my ancestors chose.
You are fucking lying. You are lying like a motherfucker. Are you dead ass serious? That'll be hilarious. Hey, it'd be hilarious as fuck if you dead ass serious. Wow! Hell no, be stupid as fuck, yo!
That is Hip Hop album review, Yay by Kanye West. I honestly have to say, coming off of Push's album, my expectations were placed quite
high. Fool you!
Really?
What? Yeah, what do you mean?
Because you...
You dumbass!
Damn.
Got him!
Like, he didn't
even finish his statement. That one was
out. I know.
Kanye ruled his hell for putting this shit out.
Classic Kim Mo right here.
What's going on right now? I don't know. Because I have not said that this is a bad project. I just said my...
You didn't say anything.
I just said my expectation level was high.
Kim just been an asshole.
He is. He is. But coming off of Pusha's Daytona, seven tracks, you know what I'm saying? And Kanye definitely reaching back into his sample chopping and all of that. I'm like, all right, Kanye, all right, bet. And it didn't meet that expectation.
But he just did what stuff he did.
He just did what stuff he did
with the white girl shit. On the podcast.
Is the mic still on?
Right.
Check
out
the podcast.
Check out the podcast. Just, man, lighten up, man. Lighten up, man. Sit up.
I'm just saying, man. I'm just trying to.
I'm trying to get the
mushroom. I know, man. It's a conversation, man.
It ain't clowning, man.
It didn't meet the expectation.
Yeah. It didn't meet the expectation set by the previous Pusha project. However, you know what I'm saying? Kanye gave me some vintage Kanye on this with...
I'm sorry.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
This is...
What is wrong with you?
I'm crying. Yikes.
Yikes. Yeah. But nah, man. Kanye definitely gave me some vintage Kanye. Some of the shit that I wanted. But I also felt that on the track, Yikes, like that was vintage, but I felt like on the hook, he would have layered it more. I don't know if he was, you know, this was a quick process because it's only seven tracks, and obviously he's doing other people's projects too. But it gave me Life of Pablo feel in terms of Yikes, but it just didn't hit as hard as it could have. Ghost, is that Kid Cudi singing with him?
Ghost Town was the bipolar track. That sounded like that's that vintage Kanye that you're talking about, the soulful stuff, like mixed in with like the newer Kanye Yeezus stuff, and it's all put together in one track, and that's why it sounds like a hot mess.
Why do you have such a vendetta against Kanye?
I have no vendetta against Kanye.
You routinely dismiss Kanye's greatness. You continuously dismiss his discography.
I don't fall for the okie doke.
What's the okie doke, dog?
Kanye just telling y'all that he's great.
Overall, you know, I mess with this project. With it being so short, I definitely think it did have some misses. You know, or I don't want to say misses like the entire track was.
How many?
I'm clarifying myself, Kim. I don't mean misses like the entire track, but there's just moments and songs that's just like, it don't feel like it got the Kanye touch all around. Like he didn't spend time on it like the way Kanye would spend time on a Kanye album.
Right, but because you're saying that, it sounds like you're giving it like a pass almost.
I am a little bit because like I said, like he still gives me enough Kanye moments to be like, oh, that's the Kanye I love.
This is the problem.
This is not the problem.
The Kanye apologists out here like FIFO is the problem. Giving this guy a pass for this right here. I didn't think Kanye could put out an album nearly as bad as 808s and Heartbreaks. And he came mighty damn close. This is incredible.
Hey, cut that.
How he managed to do this, to put out this project.
You think this is terrible though?
Yes. this is you're not tripping. Good.
Granted, I think this is a very mediocre project, but terrible.
This is pretty bad.
It's not.
This is pretty bad.
Ken, you said the same thing about Life of Pablo. Like you've said,
and you said that like Life of Pablo was good.
It was good. I think Life of Pablo was better than this.
Yes, it was.
No. Yes. Yes.
Oh yeah, I will give you that. But this is definitely on the lower end of Kanye's project.
I give you that. But again, see that's why I know you disrespect Kanye's discography because Kanye's discography, realistically, this and Yeezus are his two worst by far.
Is it bad that he calls it terrible if it can't even hold a flame to any of his other projects?
But he thinks everything Kanye is terrible.
So. No, he doesn't. No, he doesn't.
But you haven't said anything good about Kanye.
Kanye hasn't put out anything good.
To me, I feel like this is watered down. I didn't really try that hard, Kanye. Yep.
I think he tried, though.
I don't think he did.
No, I don't think. No, I don't
you
think
can't. Did. So you can't put out Pusha T's project.
What Kanye tries? Kanye goes overboard.
Exactly.
He's meticulous. This didn't sound meticulous throughout.
Nah.
He had moments.
Even the production didn't sound like he spent a lot of time crafting. The beats on Pusha's record were way better than the beats on here. I mean, again.
No, I do agree with that, yes.
I don't think this is a bad project. I was very let down because I was hoping that after all his fuckery that he was going to come out with an amazing album. That made us all be like, well, god damn, this dude still got it. I don't give a fuck about the shit that he said.
He has a beautiful mind. That shit doesn't
matter. His mind, he's still a musical gene. Mm-hmm. I didn't get that from this. Yeah. I got, this is me rushing to shit out a project because I said I was going to.
Exactly.
And you know what? I saw in an interview, he said that it was different until the TMZ thing happened. He said he had a different project.
Yep.
So that's
and he went back and redid it. And it sounds like that.
Right. Yeah. It does.
It sounds like that.
You see, a lot of people were hoping that this would make up for everything that he did.
That's the point.
And that to me was the setup because I didn't think he was gonna do that at all. I didn't have those hopes or those expectations. You know, because of what he's given us up to this point.
This project is missing something. It's missing
that Kanye touch.
Exactly.
These songs to me personally, they sound like throwaways. They don't sound like a finished album that he's presenting to people as a finished album.
I don't feel like they sound like throwaways. I feel like it feels like thoughts that wasn't brought all the way out.
No,
like
this is throwaways. This is the
I don't think that's a throwaway though. I think that's just like a work in progress type of thing. Like, okay, well, it's not a throwaway. I wanted this to go one way, but I just didn't quite land it the way I wanted it.
This is wanted Kanye.
He feels like he did, obviously, right?
Yeah, of course.
We don't feel like he did.
This is Kanye thinking that and thinking and believing that he can give you anything.
I think Kanye thinks this album is amazing. Kanye is not just giving you something, trying to trick you.
Right.
That's not. I don't think that's the way he works. I think that he genuinely thinks that this album is incredible.
And because everything has been accepted by Kanye up to this point, he feels like he can do this without any repercussions.
This is a wild idea, but maybe because people like it, Ken.
No.
The more we do the show, the more y'all are becoming fucking YouTube comments.
Oh my god.
Just because you don't like something doesn't mean that everybody else.
Because you know what? I've seen it play out. I've seen it happen. I've seen people flip and fold to the pressure of Kanye. The tone on what people are saying about this album is gonna change and everybody's gonna love it.
And in six months. They love it now. Some people are saying, yes, I'm not fucking with it. The majority of the people that I've seen like the project.
I've seen different.
How do you feel about I Thought About Killing You? Because I felt like that
was... Kill him out the house now?
Your name not Mike.
No.
Your name not Mike.
I don't think that's what it was about.
I mean, it could be about
I was going to say, like, it definitely feels like how disjointed Kanye is right now. Like, it almost feels like a microcosm of the shit that we witness. You know, like the glimpses, the shit we see on TMZ, the social media, the back and forth. Yeah. It kind of feels like that.
I thought it was a badly planned cop-out. To me, I'm not taking anything away from his mental illness at all. Mm-hmm. However, I think that after all of the shit that's happened, mm-hmm. him now bringing up this mental illness thing is very convenient. Mm-hmm. Now, you said all this fucked up shit, and you had a chance to address it on this album. Yep. You threw one line out, the whole thing about, they say slavery was a choice. How, yay? That's it? That's all we get? And the thing is, he's still not even taking ownership for any of this shit, because if you listen to the songs, it's like he's still putting it off like it's yep. other people.
Yep.
Like, oh, Kim called me up bugging out. But he doesn't say, well, I fucked up, I said something wrong, or I said something insensitive. It's more like, well, y'all are processing this shit wrong because I'm like George Jetson, but I come off like George Jefferson. Come on, dude. No, you said some stupid shit, and you should just own it and say, yeah, I fucked up. And that's it. Yeah. You can't try to fucking push being bipolar into this now. No. But him being bipolar would make sense as far as some of his other things that have been going on. Him being seemingly very sad or very isolated, very exclusionary. Those kind of things I get. This, nah, man, I'm not. I'm just not really, I'm not jumping on that train. I'm just not.
Kanye, we talked about it on Life of Pablo. He sounds like there's a lot of shit going on. And it sounds like it's even worse now. Like,
you talking about on just the album, the or you just talking
just,
about
the just yeah, through this, the music. Like sometimes you gotta hear in between the lines. Like, you know what I'm saying? Kanye is somebody that is extremely meticulous, and his last couple of projects haven't been. That's unlike Kanye. Now, again, like I was saying, you know, when I started, that you still hear the glimpses of the genius Kanye in there. Mm-hmm. It's just, it's not polished.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It sounds like incomplete hitting. Thoughts, like how the yeah. kind of like yes. how his conversations yeah. are. Like, I think yes. he said this when he was having a conversation with
that he just kind of throws shit out there.
Yeah,
and see what sticks.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I it mean, sounds like to me.
When it started, I was like, okay, this is interesting.
Interesting.
Whole,
yeah, it really was.
I love myself, and if I love myself, and I thought about killing myself, what makes you think I would kill you? I don't think that was about Kim. I think that was more so he's talking about one. He's talking about killing these demons that mm-hmm. he's manifesting, or he could be talking about you as the listener, as the audience, mm-hmm. you know, that are shitting on his work. Mm-hmm. You know, if I love myself mm-hmm. and I thought about killing myself, what makes you think I will not want to kill you, Ken, for talking shit? Not, I'm not saying that that's really deep, mm-hmm. but I thought it was fairly interesting. Now, once the rapping came in, I was just like,
I call up my cousins.
Yeah, I call up the Muslims. I'm about to go to. That didn't work for me. Now, go ahead.
I was gonna say the line that he said, "I love your breasts because it makes me realize."
That's not that song.
Oh, it's not.
Yeah, that's the next song. That's Yikes, okay. I think.
Right?
No, that's not that one either. Y'all all kinds of.
Yeah, no, they said that's the one. That's the one he's talking about.
Or is it All Mine? No,
that's it. That's mine? It, Mike.
No, it's not the second song. Where it's
no, and I didn't say the second song. You said the second song. I said it's the song where he's like, "Girl, that ass busting out the bottom." Mm-hmm. Is what he's talking about.
Yeah, I think that's
three,
All Mine.
Three things
is
at
it?
Once.
All Mine.
Three things at once.
Yeah, All Mine is easily the worst hook I've ever heard Kanye put on any album. Like, I don't understand what the fuck was going on there. What in the fuck? Like, it almost ruined the song. Yeah. Luckily, the beat was dope. Yeah. And luckily, the rapping on that song was actually good. Yeah. But Yikes. Yikes was hard.
Yikes
was tight. He brought back that old flow.
Flow, yes.
Yeah. That shit was dope. But yeah, All Mine is one with the terrible hook and the one where he says, you know, I like your titties because I can focus on two things at once. I didn't think that was a bad line. I thought it was funny.
Yeah, it was funny. It was hilarious.
You know, I thought it was funny. Now, the line about...
I thought it was hokey.
A lot of lines on here are
no,
hokey.
No, no, no. I'm just saying, that one in particular really stood out.
Not as much as the fucking, let's fuck raw, fuck the outcome.
Oh, yeah, I mean, that's another one.
Woo!
Like that's oh, another way.
Like the kids say, cringy. I was like, what in the fuck was that? But No Mistakes was actually pretty cool. That sounded, that's one with Charlie Wilson, right? That was the that's only cool song on here where I will agree with people that it sounded like vintage older Kanye. Mm-hmm. When I saw this go up and a lot of people were like, oh man, vintage Kanye's not back. Shit.
Yep, saw that.
No, this sounds like what he was doing on fucking Life of Pablo. Mm-hmm. This to me sounds like Life of Pablo extra tracks.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's why you were saying extra tracks. I can see that.
Yeah, yeah, like tracks
throwaways.
That,
like, that's why I mean by throwaways.
Like tracks that didn't make the album.
Got you.
That's why I knew we were agreeing, yeah, but yeah, we were yeah, saying yeah, different terms.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, and Violent Crimes I thought was cool. I liked the really minimal beat, the minimal drums. The whole idea about women, yeah, and how mm-hmm. we treat them like shit until we have a daughter. The whole internal, like, oh, this isn't a problem until I have to be directly mm-hmm. affected by it. You know, again, plenty of rappers have done this. Of course. But I still appreciate it. I thought it was good. But again, for the most part, I don't think this album delivered. I don't mm-hmm. think that this album took any heat off of the things that he's been saying. I don't think this album reinforces him being this incredible musical genius that we've all been thinking that he is. I disagree with you about the meticulous thing. To Kanye, this probably was meticulous. It just didn't sound that great to us. And you know what the problem is? He told y'all on the fucking album, I don't listen to people, or I don't take advice from people that are less successful than me. That's his problem.
It is.
That's his problem.
That stuck out to me too.
You know what I'm saying? It's like he's flat out saying, I'm only gonna listen to myself when I record these projects. And you should. You should only listen to yourself. This is your art. You should drop it how you want. But at the same time, you can't expect everyone to be like, well, we love it.
Right.
Nah, because you're doing things that not a lot of people enjoy sonically.
Yeah.
And this album, I thought this was very mediocre, especially for a Kanye album. And I think that this was any other rapper, I don't think this would be getting
mm-mm.
talked about like
absolutely
this.
Not.
You know, yeah, I really, and again, I don't argue people's opinions, but part of my brain gives you the side eye when you're like, oh my God, Kanye killed these beats.
Mm-mm.
I mean, people like different shit. That's cool. But given what we've gotten from Kanye over the last 15 years, longer than that. How long has he been doing this shit? 20 years?
Damn near.
I don't see how you can hear these beats and be like, oh my God, Kanye put his fucking ass in these beats. That was the only reason I wish B had listened to this. Because from a producer standpoint, I feel like it just sounds cheap.
This is a bad album. It's all over the place. It sounds like he's just putting something together, just putting it out there, thinking it'll work because it's Kanye. Mm-hmm. There was the vintage part, the one with Charlie Wilson, because, you know, when it dropped and when people listened to it on the stream, I saw vintage and I saw Charlie Wilson. I was like, oh, okay, you know, soulful shit. And then, you know, that was really the only track on there. When it started and the opening line about, I thought about killing you, premeditated murder. Now, I know it's real easy to completely make the assumption that it's about Kim. And when you think about it, because I had both thoughts. Like,
I never thought
it was about Kim. You know what I thought? Originally, I thought he was talking about his ego.
Yeah,
right. I thought that too. I thought ego or the people, like kind of what Mike was saying, like, or the listener.
I went there a little bit afterwards, but it's just like, I think that, just the way, I think just listening to it and the things he said, like, it raised an eyebrow. And then going to the things he was saying and wouldn't leave about how she was freaking out, you know, about, you know, how he's going to ruin everything. And then I go all the way back to the first track. It's just like, I mean, it could be, it's probably what you guys are saying, but I'm not going to lie. That's concerning to say that and put that out there. But
you're concerned for Kim?
I'm concerned for anybody that could potentially get killed by their husband like that. Yeah.
Kanye's problems are a product of Kanye.
Right.
Not nobody else.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And realistically, it's his pride and his ego that's gotten him into these problems.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because what makes Kanye
how you would say pull the wool over people's eyes is his ego. Like, he always talks about, like, when I talk all this greasy shit, it's about the work. It's about my work ethic. It's about XYZ.
Right.
So if he kills that, then what does he have? He's right. Normal Kanye. He's a regular dude, just like us.
He's not gonna make a song about killing Kim and then later on the album start shouting out women that stuck by their men when their men used to.
Exactly.
Be. Unless that's the bipolar in him.
I very seriously doubt that's what he's doing. If you're gonna give us 7 tracks and you're gonna give us a cover that says, "I hate being bipolar, it's awesome."
Mm-hmm.
You best believe that you need to go deep on these topics.
Yeah, absolutely.
At least 3 to 4 on these songs.
No, I feel the same way.
What'd you think, B?
That nigga looked up and smiled.
So, favorite tracks. My favorite tracks are Yikes, All Mine, No Mistakes.
That's it, bro. That's 3 out of 7.
Dostoevsky.
You are.
Thank you.
Goddamn.
Wrong review, man.
Oh, sorry.
215.
I'll take Yikes, and I'll take Ghost Town.
I got nothing.
No, you had one.
You're a hater.
You had one. It's tolerable. So that song is just tolerable. It's not even like a favorite.
Fine, No Mistakes.
Okay. Don't be like that, man.
Kanye shouldn't be like this.
What you got, man?
I got 17. I got Self-Made. And I got Friends. That's my favorite track. I'm Jericho Jackson.
If you watching,
Kanye, you know, you probably not watching. Look, I guess by Ken, I've been named a Kanye apologist. I still hear it. You know, I don't think the magic that you once had, that you captivated everybody with, isn't all the way gone. Obviously, there's things that you're going through, and I personally believe it's manifesting itself in the music, and you may be blinded by your own ego and all of the stuff that's happening. But I think at this point in your career, I would, and this is solely based off of the Pusha album, I would much rather have you as a producer versus a rapper.
I think this was a miss. This is my personal opinion. I think that you tried to make an album that you thought would be hailed as being very open and honest and personal, but I think you barely scratched the surface. I think that you presented these ideas about mental illness and these types of things in a way that you thought would make people want to care. But I don't think you really gave us any reason to care. Not in the passion of these songs, not in the passion of the lyrics, not in the depth of any of these topics. I think that all of your antics that you've been doing lately were to benefit the rollout of this project. And I don't think this project justified it.
Kanye says he doesn't take advice from people less successful than him, so I ain't got shit.
Asshole.
You know, based off what the fellas was talking about, you know, your album, it seems like, you know, at least for me, just coming off of your Life with Pablo album, I feel like as an MC, you hit your peak and you're past your peak already. You're kind of like hitting downhill. Like I stated before, I choose not to listen to your album, so I'm just going to keep it all the way real. But like I said, based off what I'm hearing in this room today, you pass your peak as MC, bro.
So is that your stance going forward because he said that, or is just this particular project?
As far as listening to a Kanye album,
like your choice,
I'm kind of like, as far as Kanye rapping, I'm just like done with him, really. Because me and my sister used to be huge fans of Kanye, early Kanye West, and it's like, he was like, done.
Canceled.
She was like, you listen to it? I'm like, nah, I ain't listen to it. Like, I'm like, it's done.
Damn.
That was my choice. You
know? So no more Kanye reviews for you.
Choose not to listen to Kanye.
Damn, B. What if he turned around and be like, yo, B, you gotta listen to this? If he came out with something like, yo, man, he channeled Dark.
B, don't listen to it. Don't listen to me. If we came in and we were like, yo, oh my God, this new Kanye is fucking crazy.
Yeah, like, so like if including Ken, if all right. Y'all was like, yeah, right. B, like, okay,
it's time.
I might be like, all right. Let me go on and plug up my phone and listen to it. Like, you know, I'll probably, especially if this motherfucker on here, like, B, listen to this shit now.